This is the E-Square Podcast recording live from the Junction Complex. You are now making a worldwide connection.
It's the E-Square Podcast.
All right. This is the E-Square Podcast. I'm Easy Mo, and today we got a very, very, very special guest. My boy Aaron, what's good, man?
What's the deal?
How you feeling, man?
Man, I'm good, man. Excited to be here, man.
Yes, sir.
Man.
Yes, sir. Yo, we I feel like we already had a whole podcast episode while we were trying to figure out our technical. Yeah, the energy is real, man. Because we got some big announcements. Big announcements. And let's hold off. Let's hold off. Because I got some other things I want to get to first, man.
All right, let's get to it.
So, you're from Youngstown, Ohio.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because I went to school out in Youngstown. Or not Youngstown. It's in Cleveland.
Okay.
So, but during our breaks, I would go down to Massillon. I would go down to Akron, Youngstown. You know, so I'm very familiar with the Ohio people.
Indeed. Okay.
And you Ohio people are a little different, man.
Bro.
A little tougher, I'd say.
Trying to tell you, man, it's just like, it's a little bit more on moral. Like, you know, mm-hmm. just like as far as like moral and taste. Like, you know, stand by your word, mean it. You know, if you really mean something and you say you're going to do something, do it. Like, we just all about being solid, man, yeah. as far as like that. But other than that, man, you know, you find a lot of good people in Ohio.
Oh,
like,
for
people
sure.
welcome you in your home, sure. get a good meal. For like, sure. you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
get a good
yeah.
football game mm-hmm. in, all that.
Football's everything out there.
Everything.
Everything.
Northeast Ohio, that's why I was like, kind of like man, all my homies play football and I'm the dancer dude. So we going to the parties and everybody like, man, this cat dance. You know, it's just bullshit. Yeah. I'm like, hey, bro, welcome mm-hmm. to me behind. You know what it is.
Look at you now.
Yeah. Right, bro, whew, I never would have thought though.
Man. So how did you end up in Vegas then?
Man, crazy. So me being from the Yo, like, you know what I'm saying? Youngstown is, man, it's a crazy city. So, you know, you get, you know, wrapped up in some other stuff. Like, so it was just like, man, just going out and being in different events and stuff like that. It was like, man, I've peaked myself here. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? And like, really didn't. Did it all with the girls, did it all, like, wasn't like I was lame in high school or anything. Mm-hmm. So it was just like, it's nothing really to do. We didn't kick it in every city. Like, right. we going up to Kent, kicking it every weekend, mm-hmm. Akron.
All
like,
the colleges and
you
shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, man, like, we kicking it every weekend. What else is it to do?
yeah.
So me being kind of burnt out, I'm like, bro, like, where am I going to go? Like, I can't do Ohio no more.
Mm-hmm.
And then it got cold one day, bro, and it snowed like, I mean, 6 feet of snow, bro. Like, it seemed like, and I was like, it seemed like I just couldn't get ahead of it while I was shoveling it. And I'm like, I'm out.
That's all it took.
I'm out, bro.
I know your pain, bro.
I bought me a one-way ticket, and I was gone. I moved to Vegas, man, and, man, I ain't never looked back since. That was 2010.
Wow. So why Vegas?
Why Vegas? Man, honest to God, it's...
Why not, right?
Man, I wanted to go to L.A. to dance. I really wanted to try to figure out choreography for real. And I was just like, man, it's too expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, man, let me see what's up with Vegas. It's right there. It's a major city, 3 hours away. If I really want to go take class, I could go out that way.
Mm-hmm.
Ended up getting here, staying. Just didn't go to L.A. And then I was like...
It's a lot easier to live in Vegas than L.A.
Exactly. Yeah. Especially if I want to work in L.A. and be out here. Yeah. Like, just a good migrate.
Yeah, I'd feel your pain with that snow, man. I woke up, because I'm born and raised here, and then I went to Cleveland. And then when... I think it was October, I woke up one day and it's just white. Couldn't see 10 feet in front of you. If you don't understand the level of coldness and snow, and I was in Cleveland right by the lake, man.
Oh, yeah, you by Erie.
I was South Euclid. That's where I went. Yeah, so I did my first semester and I was like calling. Once I came back home for winter break, I was like, I'm not going back. I'm not going back. I can't do it. So I feel your pain, man. I feel your pain, bro. But so you landed in Las Vegas. Did you know anybody here?
Man, I had a cousin out here. So I had a cousin. He stayed on the north side off Alexander.
Okay.
word to the nutty north. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's where I'm from. So,
he stayed on the north side off Alexander. And I went out there and I stayed with him for like probably like 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, I can't live with nobody. I was like, I can't do it. So I get on the internet. I'm trying to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
End up getting a spot on Paradise, man. Word to Las Palmas Apartments on Edison. Feel me?
The gritty.
The gritty. My rent was $400. I spent $400 for a studio, man. Yeah. And trying to figure it out. And I was just like, bro, I'm going to just stay here. figure this thing out, mm-hmm. give me a little regular job. I worked at Metro Park, you know what I'm saying, for the little clothes spot.
Okay, okay.
Did there for 2 weeks, then I called out, didn't come back.
Damn.
But yeah, man, it's been, man, then had a 100 jobs out here, like, to just.
Yeah, you said you were busting at Le Cobb.
That, man.
I used to bust there too. So funny, bro. He's the bus there too,
Chef,
man.
Chef Billy is my man.
Okay,
that's
Listen, Italian dude, right?
Come on, from Buffalo, New York. Yeah. That's my guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, bro, Chef Billy. I got hired in with Chef Billy. What was it, like 2011? Mm-hmm. And he knew I was a nigga. Mm-hmm. Like, he knew I was like, bro. He was like, yo, what's up with you? And I'm like, bro, I just need a job. Let me stay under the radar and do my thing. And honestly, bro, that's what, like, the win opened a lot of doors for me, because I didn't know all my homies were at Excess.
Mm.
So, like, bro, I'm talking about Baby J, Eric Chime, Ron Nicoli, like, Justin Cheeks. Like, these guys are all working there, and they're higher ups at this point. Mm. So it's like I walk up to the door one day, and they're like, Aaron? And I'm like, so all my high school homies. So now I'm plugged in.
From Youngstown?
Bro, from Youngstown. Wow. I go to Austintown Fitch with these dudes.
Wow.
So come out here and see all these dudes doing their thing. I'm like, yo, like, I'm definitely staying now. Yeah, all the homies here. So
you didn't know they were out here?
Had no clue. Was working in the wind. They right around the corner in Encore.
Wow.
So go over there. They really gave me a lot of plugs, bro. Like, just like, introduced me to the game, like, introduced me to, like, what the industry was, what to expect, what to do, like, kind of, like, how to blend in. And then it was like, bro, it was high school all over again, for real, for real. Like, you know, getting in the industry, getting with people you cool with, working a job, staying under the radar. But
that's crazy.
All that went from to Le Cobb to me bussing tables at Dre's and Le Cobb. Like, you know,
so you're bussing tables at Dre's while you're bussing tables at Le Cobb?
Yeah, so I get up, shift.
Nice.
Wake up in the morning, 11 o'clock, Le Cobb.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Go home, go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Wake up probably around 1:30. You know what I'm saying? Get ready. 2:45 grind.
I know the grind, man.
2:45 in the morning until probably around like 8.
Yeah.
Getting it in, bussing tables, bro.
Yeah, man, that's beautiful. You got to grind out here. That's what you got to do, though. When people come out here, especially from out of town, you got to work them two jobs. You got to grind. And you'll figure it out. Good things will happen. But a lot of people, they don't know. They don't know about hard work. And that's where Ohio comes in.
Bro.
Perfect for you, because you know about hard work, man.
Bro, I promise you, man. I had a job since I was 14, before I was even legally able to work. Like, so it's always like, man, I've just been always about the bread, man, as far as, like, bread and relationships. Like, that's it. 100%. Like, that's what gets you ahead. Like,
100%. And then you ended up at Tao. And I have a funny story, because I used to work. I used to see you at Tao, okay? So, you know what's so funny is I used to be a security guard at Tao, which is, first of all, is a ridiculous statement, because I'm 5'8", 160 pounds, so
ready
wet.
To get out,
okay, no, I'm calling backup, bro.
Hey.
Yo, I shit you not. I would see the security guards get beat up multiple times.
Oh, bro,
up
I've
in
seen
town.
A couple. I've
and
seen
I'm
the
like,
biggest.
I'm not, like 6'4" security guard getting their ass busted.
Straight
like,
to the
bro, I'm like, yo, y'all. First of all, you don't pay me. You pay me $13.
If he get knocked out, what's up? Like,
I'm not trying to die. I'm not running into nothing. I'm just here to take people to the bathroom and get my little side tips, and that's it, man.
So you was there for Mirror Man and all of that?
Yeah, bro, I was there, and I would see you always walk in. You were the coolest guy, man. You were the coolest fucking guy, because I would be at the front. They put me at the front door, because they knew I wasn't breaking
like,
up
no
fights.
Squabs.
Yet. Yeah, I'll check IDs. I'm good to go. I was like 23, right? You would come. I remember you vividly. You would come in, you know, dressed to impress, and then you would just be like drunk, and I'd be like, yo, this dude has the best job ever. He gets to fucking party,
bro. I used to kick it. I used to make sure all the clients, as far as like our high-end dudes, was like super, super happy. Like, literally.
Mood director, right?
Bro, mood director. So literally, this is how the position came. So there's a guy named Jimmy Greenup, right? He actually is the godfather of the position. He works at, we used to work at Live Miami. I don't know if he still does now. Mm. But Jimmy Greenup invented the mood director position. Mm. Like, I am here to party and I am here to kick it, and you are going to have fun with me, no one else.
Mm.
Like, and all your girls are going to want to come and kick it with me too.
And then
we're going to have fun, and you're going to have to kick it with me because all these girls are around.
So
it's just like, man, like, honest to God, it all started, man. Jimmy Greenup, he had created the job. Never actually met him, like, you know what I'm saying, as far as meeting the dude, but I know of him for curating the mood director job for Las Vegas. I meet a guy named Jason Strauss in, let's say, 2014. Jason Strauss walks up to me. He's like, yo, look like Kid Cudi. What? I was like, I was like, nah, I don't, man. I'm like, yeah. Whatever.
Yeah.
Girl with the same name as my mother, Cecilia, walks up to me and says, if he wants to talk to you about anything, you need to be talking to him. So I walk straight back over to him like, yo, what's up, bro? Like, let me get your number, let's change information, da 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 da.
Yeah.
So I end up kicking it with this dude. And like, we go to Marquee. Mind you, don't know what Marquee is, don't know what the situation is. It's my first time. I just know Jay-Z did New Year's there and it was lit. I was like, this is crazy. I get to watch New Year's Jay-Z from the strip. This is wild.
Yeah.
Anyways, end up going there as far as kicking it. I'm looking at this dude across from me and I'm like, who's this guy at our table? He's like 6'5", 6'4". This dude is Michael Phelps. So I'm just kicking it with like random people that I have no clue who they are. And I'm son, like, at, by the end of the, like, the week, I'd end up hitting him like, yo, bro, I can't keep kicking it with you guys every day and not getting no bread. Like, what do we, like, how do I get in?
Bills,
like,
yeah.
How do I get in and, like, get in with y'all? He was like, bro, write me an email. Like, you know, write me, here's my email. Send me what you want to do. I'm like, whoa. All right. So go home, sit on it, think. I'm like, man, I'm like, everybody leaves the club like 2:30. Like two, like, you know what I'm saying? 3 o'clock. I'm like, how do we get them to stay? Yeah. I'm like, man, I think if we do like a presentation for them, like, you know, like a birthday presentation or like confetti or glitter, whatever they do. Like, say if we had Captain America here, all the girls wear Captain America stuff, like just something more tangible to like who these people are.
Yeah.
And when I wrote him this email, he wrote me back like, that's perfect. Come in. You know what I'm saying? Come do your thing. Like, I don't know. Let's figure it out.
Damn, he was fucking with you.
Bro, like, fucking with me like
and
that.
And this is Jason Strauss. He's a higher up at Tower Group.
Bro, bro, Jason Strauss just signed a multi-million, billion-dollar deal with Hakkasan Group. Like, merger. Like, crazy. This dude is like, I give him, like, a lot of kudos to, like, the beginning of, like, the start of my Vegas,
that's
like, situation.
Wild that he just gave you
free rein. Bro, it's like, bro, it's alignment. Yeah. Like, honestly. Like, as far as, like, man, what... God or whatever, you know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to take it there as far as like spiritual, whatever. Y'all, I mean, y'all believe in, like,
we're,
you know,
just talking about it 100%, bro. It is,
bro.
But
like, man, believe, manifest it, and I promise you, like, and I moved out here on a whim, and before you know it, I'm talking to CEOs like that, and I'm just like, that was what made me be like, oh, I can actually do something,
right?
Because you're one conversation away from the rest of your life, bro. Right, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, one fork in the road away, one decision, like, you know.
Yeah. So, man. What do you think about you? That has enabled you to find those opportunities?
Man, firstly, God. Secondly, man, just me, my my energy. My energy is undeniable. Like, even my mom, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, granted, your mom is gonna be your, like, biggest fan, but when I walk in a room, my mother lets me know who I am. Like, you know what I'm saying? When I come in with a three-piece suit on, she start blushing. Like, oh, my God. Like, look, he's here. Like, you know what I'm saying? And that has pushed me into the world to be like, if I could do that, like, if I can make her feel like that, I can make anybody. And it's like, not that I'm saying I can, but my energy makes her feel like that.
Yeah.
And everybody comes as far as, like, that I come in contact with her, be like, man, I'm really happy I met you.
Yeah, like, that's how you make me feel. You make me feel like, you know, like that too. Yeah, it's like, it's just good to have you around. It really, it really is, you know. It's,
and that's why I feel like the perfect job for me out here is the mood director.
It's so crazy, bro. It's so crazy. Where does that come from? Have you always been, you know, a happy kid? Or
always, man. I really didn't have, like, I can't say, like, you know what I'm saying, being from Youngstown, you know, it's hard, but I don't know, man. Being in a culture, bro, like, you really don't know what's hard. Like, you know, like, you just growing up, you know? So it was like, I'm so thankful for the situations that, like, of me just growing up, the growing pains, bro. Getting in those random fights to let me not be scared. Going in a random circle as far as, like, you know what I'm saying, of a dance group to be like, oh, go Aaron. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's just that. That type of energy filled me my whole life. Man, I can't even lie. My city backed me with it. Like, Youngstown ain't never let me down on no type of, like, bro, they have never bad mouthed my name.
Yeah.
Like, they always be like, oh, Aaron? That's him.
Yeah.
Like, every time. And I'd be like, man, my city love me, but I love my city like that too, though. Yeah, like, when I go from somewhere, like, Youngstown, Ohio, to like out here, they'd be like, where you from? I'm like, Youngstown. I ain't from Cleveland. I ain't from Akron. Yeah. I ain't from Columbus. No disrespect to them. I love y'all too, but I'm from Youngstown, Ohio.
Yeah, that's
like,
beautiful. Yeah.
Factual.
Yeah. That's so, do you go back there a lot?
Oh, man, all the time, bro. Yeah. That's where I go there just to breathe.
Yeah. Like, you need go to. There. You got to get out of the city sometimes, man. That's so crazy, man, because you really, this is, it's almost like the American dream, Vegas style, like, and it's so, that your journey is so crazy. Bruh,
like, literally going under
buzzing,
the radar.
Bro, buzzing tables to, you know, being on stage, the premier hip-hop nightclub in the world, you know? Bro, so how did...
The go, transition?
Yeah.
B.A. and...
Brian Afonte
yeah. and Randy Davila.
Mm.
Coming to me, they're like, yo, son, we want you to come on stage and we don't want to hide your face. I'm like... I'm like, wait, so...
Yeah.
Nothing's wrong with Mirror Man. Yeah. You know, I like Mirror Man, but I don't got to cover my face. And I'm like, man, I'm like, so I can just go on stage and dance it. Like, we just basically want you to warm up the crowd until the actual artist gets here. Yeah. I'm like, bro, I'm going to take, they had no clue, like, what I was really, like, planning to do.
Yeah.
Like, because, like, bro, like, when it comes down to it, like, my whole thing is, once I get crowd control, it's over.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to take you from everywhere. So now me and the DJ on point. Now I done found my Super Saiyan plug-in. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's DJ Franzen.
Franny.
And Franny's on the mic going crazy, doing all the pauses, playing, taking you from New York to Atlanta.
He's a professional.
San Francisco. Like, bro, we going all over the map. So if you're in Dre's, being in Las Vegas, being from everywhere, we taking you everywhere.
Right,
like, you know what I'm saying? We taking you to Atlanta Swag Surf.
Mm-hmm.
We taking you to New York, do the Bobby Shmurda. You know what I'm saying? We take you to back to New York, do the Millie Rock. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, we'll make you feel at home.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, like, bro, like, I love Franny, I love BA and Randy forever.
Yeah,
for that,
it's an amazing, like, mesh of people that this Dre's has become, bro. It's crazy.
It was
it's
a
crazy.
Team. It was like, bro, like, for that's why I said, like, when we was talking about before, like, bro. 3 years of just nonstop. Like, the only show that we didn't, like, go through with as far as, like, we missed was Lil Wayne, and that was because of the sickness. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Granted, happy, all right, because we can't lose Wayne. But it's like, man, we weren't missing shows, bro. Right. Like, as far as, like, one thing about throwing a concert is, like, getting the artist there and actually getting him on stage.
Mm-hmm.
Those might seem simple.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the hardest things as far as, in the, like, bro, like getting him there on time, on stage, boom,
oh, get on
and then
time,
making everything flow right so you're not even paying attention to it.
Exactly.
Like, you're like, oh, yeah, he's here now.
Yeah.
We were kicking it, we were drinking, he's here.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
Yeah, it's crazy, too, because I used to work at Dre's as well.
Man,
right?
This cat, hey, man, this is the hardest working man.
Man, I didn't work everywhere, but it's just like, you know, I worked at Dre's and I would see you up there. I would see you dancing. I would see you coming in early, like we were talking about Seb. I'd be in the pre-shift and I would see you or you rehearsing sometimes and DJ Seb walk in, do his thing. So I seen the whole behind the scenes stuff too.
Bro.
And, you know, I'm the hardworking man. You are the hardworking man.
Bro.
Because I can only imagine it wasn't a lot of pressure with my job. It was a lot of pressure with your job.
Man, honestly, bro, when it's like, I love to do, like, when you love what you're doing, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I love people, I love to dance, and I love music, like, as far as, like, in a three. So if I could just, like, you know what I'm saying, I could interact with people, I could be happy as far as in my element, like, you know what I'm saying? It was never a situation where I was really stressed out, like, or had to be, like, you know, because it's like, for one, this is my second nature.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? As far as, like, this dance, like, it's just, that's what I do.
Yeah.
As far as, like, with the people, my second nature. As far as with this music, I love it to death. So it's just like, the fact that they gave it to me on a platter like that, but they didn't really know what was gonna come out of it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, granted, like, you know, you put it out there, like, let's see how it goes. They never expected it to be, they never expected me to go on a tour. They never expected me to, like,
take it to the next level.
Bro, period.
Yeah.
And now, before you know it, like, DJ Esco, like, I'm taking them everywhere with me. They like,
Wait, he's ours.
Like, exactly. Now it's this tug of war battle in between, like, Free Band Gang. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, I'm like, I kind of got to go with the gang. Like, I love y'all, but I did my first tour.
Yeah.
Lit.
How was that experience?
first show, Coachella.
First show, the first show was Coachella.
First show, Coachella, bro. I walk, where is, bro, right.
Yo, were you ready?
Bro, no, I'm not even gonna hold you, no. So God, Esco kind of prepped me up. He like, yo, so I'm gonna take you up to Coachella, da-da-da-da-da. Yeah. So mind you, we sit in the car, big smoking, chilling, and we're sitting outside at an event getting our wristbands. As we're walking in, God rest his soul, we meet Mac Miller. Mm. Crazy. Like, he's there with Rita Ora. Like, just dope vibe, bro. This lets me know, like, we're already in a dope space. Right, like, right. You know what I'm saying? We coming through the artist spot. So we actually get to our spot as far as for the, what do you call it? The RV. Mm. Get to the RV, Future walks in. Mm. It's my first time meeting Future. I'm just like, damn, this is a crazy ass day, bro. Like, I'm like, man, I'm like, we from Ohio to here, baby. Like, I'm geek. Like, if it end now, I'm cool.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So then we come out. We go to the stage. So now it's me, Future, Zaytoven, and Esco all standing, and we all looking at a Future debut as Reeboks. Mm. He like, man, I'm about to drop these and wear them on stage. And I'm like, man, this is crazy. I'm even in this conversation of shoes, whatever. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So he like, he look at me, Future look at me like, you trying to go on stage? And I'm like, now? And he like, yeah. I'm like, hell yeah. And Sko like, told you, let's go. Bro, I throw the head on, walk on stage, bro. It's 200,000 people, like, damn near. It might have been less than that, but like, literally to the left and right of me, like, I'm like,
yeah,
I've never seen it. Like, bro, it's Woodstock for me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just like, damn.
Yeah.
Like, this is crazy. Like, this is my first actual show I'm actually doing. And then I get back to my phone. Everybody from Dre's is there.
Oh.
In the back, they got video footage. I'm like, what? So then I get back to Dre's. Mm-hmm. They like, Aaron was at Coachella.
Yeah.
He was fucking killing. Yeah. Like, I'm just like, damn. So now it's like, now the owners are looking at me like, damn, did, like, we just did Coachella.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, yeah. And like, so what now? I'm like, I don't know. We gonna figure it out. So
yeah, where you go from there, right? God damn.
So, man.
Did you, when you were on stage, did you, like, take a second and be like, holy fuck? Or were you just in the moment?
Just locked in?
Yeah.
Bro, it's like, man, because it's like, one thing about those situations, like, it's one thing to be in the moment, you know, and be like, man, this is dope. But it's a difference between, like, you know, being in the moment and actually taking the moment.
Yeah.
Like, you got to take that. Like, this is yours. Like, this is mine. I'm meant to be here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm meant to do this, like, how I'm supposed to do it. Like, at this capacity, like, I have to show up.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, Hail Mary, last play. Right, it's me and you. I got to catch it. Like, right. And it's pressure, but you got to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just where I'm at with it. Like, man, it's like, it's not that I'm not even going to say that I don't be scared or nothing like that, but more or less, like, scared ain't going to pay these bills.
Oh, 100%.
Scared ain't about to have my mama proud of me. Yeah. Scared, like, we didn't came too far. I came too far to be scared.
It's too far. Like, come on, man. And you're in, you have these opportunities that are just don't happen for people.
Bruh,
they just don't happen.
Like, bro, highly favored. And that's why I like when we was talking about God, bro.
Yeah. Bro, you're the only one, I think, in Vegas history has been able to even accomplish anything, like, in your lane, in the dancing lane.
Bruh.
It's like, it's just unbelievable.
Bro,
man.
I be feeling bad because it's like some dancers I know are way colder than me.
Yeah.
Like, I be looking, I be like, man, this cat is fire. Like, oh my God.
But it's not about, it's just like, there's a lot of artists that are better than Jay-Z, probably rap better than Jay-Z, right? But it's just that it factor.
Bro.
It's that energy, and it's just, you know, it's you being yourself all the time, and it's not a
biggest blessing, man.
Man, it's
biggest blessing.
Congratulations on all your success, bro. For real,
you know what I'm saying, man.
You know, you deserve it, man. You deserve it for sure. So we're on Dre's. You want to make this announcement? You want to drop the bomb?
Come on, drop
the bomb, man. Drop the bomb, man.
So I've been at Dre's for 3.5 years. And then we fall into quarantine. Quarantine set everybody into a perspective of whether, like, you know, it was like a limbo place, like, where you could either, like, you know what I'm saying? It was good for growth.
Mm-hmm.
And it let me do a lot of self-reflecting as far as, like, who I am. And, like, you know, just as far as all the stuff that we've been talking about, like, you know, you go over a self-reflection of your resume. And I'm just like, man, I did some crazy shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, like, mm-hmm. I'm like, man, I'm like, okay. So then I get excited, you know, for to go back to Dre's, and I'm geeking myself. I was like, yeah, man, we mm-hmm. geek. And then it's like, I don't know. Like, I just didn't feel like the energy was there on the set. Like, bro, as you can see, I'm an energy king.
Yeah,
guru to this shit. Like, so it's like, if you're giving me something bad, I'll be like,
yeah. You can sniff
like,
it out.
You know? You so, like, it wasn't that it was bad, but it was just more or less like they were taking their time and getting back to me about. And I'm like, it's not that I'm mad or anything. It's just like, hey, bro, like, I kind of be doing the damn thing in this bitch. Like, you know what I'm saying? I love y'all to death. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's family. Like, but it's like, man, gotta, you know, move to bigger and better things. So I just took a recent position at Resort World. So I will be the mood director. Well, they just switched my title to nightlife specialist.
Whatever you want to call
it. You know what I'm saying? Get my Sam Rothstein on.
Hey, that sounds prestigious.
Hey, man, you know what I'm saying? Give me some cards, man, on the double.
Yo, they're putting respect on your name.
And,
huh?
Bro, and that's where that's where they got me at.
Okay.
As far as when I went in for an interview, shout out to Ron Nicoli, shout out to all my Ohio people, honestly, like, for real, like, man, like, just that whole basis of foundation really helped me out. Like, but went in there, bro, listen, Ron definitely, like, gave me a sense of, like, you know, like, my worth.
Yeah.
And when I walked out of there, I felt good. Like, I felt like, I'm like, man, I'm like, all right.
Yeah, I
am there. I am him. Like, I know who I am and I know what I bring to the table. So it's like, not that anybody, like, you know, to discredit anyone, but it's like, man, I've even had conversations with, like, BA, where BA was like, yo, bro, like, if you ever came to a position, like, you know, where you get something better, like, I would have to respect it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, all right, I don't really know how to take that, but all right. Yeah. Like, you know, it's like, but it's just like, it was good to know, like, you know, like, as far as like that, they would be understanding behind it.
Right.
Like, so with every single venue I work for, man, I never disrespect them, disregard, say anything bad about them, because they gave me my lane. Yeah. Like, bro, like, great, I stepped into the position and took it for what it was. Like, they still gave me the opportunity.
Right.
Like, a lot of people, like you said, don't get that opportunity. And the fact that I have even this opportunity at Resort World is crazy to
me.
And I'm gonna really take it to the next level on this, like, on this thing too. Yeah. Like, so, like, when from this to, like, the next time y'all see me, it's up.
Wow.
It's up, up.
Wow.
Like, it's up.
Wow, my mind is blown. Resorts World was the last thing I thought what you were going to say.
Resort World, son.
So, what's that club called, Zook?
Hey, don't be firing me because I don't know. I came from.
Should have picked the easier name. Shit. Zook, damn. That's so wild. But you know what's even more crazier is that, is that the proper way to say that, more crazier? But you know what's crazier is I don't think you're replaceable at Dre's.
Bro, right? Listen, listen, if they can,
who are they gonna get to do what you do?
Hey, man,
they better off just.
Hey, I don't know, man. Hey, listen, you know,
Franny, you got it. You know what I'm saying?
Listen, I got Franny on the choreography. He already know. I got him.
You're gonna have to step in front of the detail now. You're gonna have to pop and lock that shit,
man. I'm trying to tell you, man. But man, I would like whoever it is, man. Whoever they do, even if they do, like, whether they do or they don't, pick somebody per position, man. Just respect it for what it is, man. Like, you know. Take that thing every night as far as, like, bro, this is the next step to the rest of your life. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because you don't know who's out there. You don't know who's watching you. You don't know who relates. Like, bro, I've been on stage with Fab, Esco, Future, Trace Murder. Then the list goes on. So it's just about, main thing I can say is, when time meets purpose, man, just always be prepared. Be prepared to walk into your shit.
100%. Yeah, because I don't think. But can you be prepared though, or you just gotta run with that shit? You gotta jump in.
Honestly, you just gotta jump in both feet, bro. Because, like, the worst thing somebody could tell you is no.
Right.
And if you already prepared for that, like, you know what I'm saying? Oh no! All right, cool. I was already ready for that. You know what I'm saying? I can move on. But if you really want to drag, like, yourself through the mud, as far as on somebody telling you no, like, by all means necessary. Yeah. That just show you, you know what I'm saying, the structure.
Yeah.
Like,
that's good. That's well, congratulations on that, man.
Appreciate that.
Damn.
Man.
So you've had these conversations with Franny and all these people yet?
Man, no.
Oh,
you are the first one.
Oh, damn! Thanks,
man. It's going down. It's going down.
Don't worry, it's not live yet. So, man, you know what I'm saying? When I drop this, it's gonna be a bomb. Man. God damn. Damn, bro, because you're so synonymous with Dre's. Like, going up there, like, even, you know, I work there, but also just going up there as, you know, as a patron and partying myself, you're synonymous with, you're like, you're, I, Aaron and Dre's is one and the same, you know what
bro,
I mean?
So like, it's like, bro, I remember nights that I wouldn't go in there and the homies would call me like, yo, son, where you at? I'm like, I'm in Florida right now. What's going on? I'm on tour. They like, yo, son, I'm just let you know. When you ain't here, we feel it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, damn.
It's a piece missing.
Like, I'm like, for real? Yeah, I'm like, it's missing like that. Yeah. And he like, nah, bro, I'm trying to tell you, like, when you're not here, it's missing.
Yeah.
And then like, as far as like, bro, I'm like, it would be the people in the front that would get it for me.
Mm.
It would be the big girls that was like, you better fuck it up. I'd be like, yeah, big bitch. Like, that shit would be having me so hyped, man. But that's what I like, bro. I plan on bringing like that over to Resort World, but like on like the most 007 meets Hitch.
Yeah.
Meets Omarion.
Meets Hitch.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, just a blend of like well-dressed black dude. He can dance. Wait a minute. I don't know. Too much sauce. Like,
he said Hitch. That's dope, man.
For real,
God,
man.
I can't wait, man. When does that shit open up?
So we open up. What is it? We're opening up June 4th far as for all the hosts
I'm
to start
there.
Working. And then the actual hotel and everything opens up June 24th.
Damn. Okay.
So that's like the go day.
I gotta come check this out.
Bro, you already know, bro.
I you know what? I worry about new clubs in Vegas these days. I worry.
Hey, listen. Hey, I've seen that. How many have we seen?
Oh, man. Yo, I tweeted this the other day, but Chaos has to be the biggest fail in Las Vegas history.
6 months.
Bro, geez.
They had us
Cardi B.
Bro, they had us so worried. Bro. I'm not going to lie. They had us worried. Like, I used to look like, I was definitely worried from looking like up the street. Like, damn, that sign is big as fuck.
Biggest. And they, like, they got the biggest artist, too. They got
And then it's like, I drive past it now and I'm like, damn, I can't even go get like the damn.
Sad.
No movies, though?
What happened?
Like, how'd you shut my movies down?
Oh, they shut it down?
Bro, I can't go to the movies.
Oh.
Like, I'm like, how? Yeah. So the club affected the. And I can't go see All right.
They built a mega club for 6 months. I heard it was terrible. I heard it was bad.
I never actually went, bro.
I never went either.
I never walked in there just on the strength of respect for, you know, if I'm rocking with you, I'm gang. Yeah. I ain't going over there. And I thought it was beef over there.
Well,
it was beef.
Because I worked there. I worked at Dre's. I don't know if we're supposed to talk about this, but I don't give a fuck. I worked at Dre's when they opened. And they literally were like, yo, if we see any of you guys over there, you're
it's
fired.
Beef. It's on site. It was Bloods and Crips.
If we see any of the Dre's employees at what's it called, you're fired.
Bro, it's gangbanging on bacon.
Because some of the people there, some of the employees, they were trying to work at both.
Mm-hmm.
But then it got to a point, I think, where it's like, yo, if we even see you there, it's wrap.
Period.
It's over with. And I was like,
you had, listen, it got so bad that I know that we had people going in there doing big spy situations.
Yeah,
like, hey, you know, you seen what's the name in there last week. I'm like, nah.
Yo, I know a couple girls that got fired for sure.
Bro,
man. And that sucks because they didn't end up being shit. So they're just completely closed now. That has to be the biggest fail in history.
Man, I've seen a lot of clubs like come and go out here, like the act.
The act? I don't know.
Bro, Palazzo. It was
10
minutes.
10
minutes, bro. Like,
I don't remember that one.
Bro, 10 minutes the act lasted. It was like a thing like where they were doing like crazy strip teases in the middle of like a club.
Trying to OD.
Yeah. I'm just like, I don't know what's going on, but this is a lot.
Yeah. So did you think about that in your decision to go over to Zouk?
Y'all better not.
Club Z.
Club Z, Zoltan.
So did you think about that though?
Man, like, it was a hard decision for me, bro. Yeah. Like, honest to God, like, man, that was a serious situation, bro.
Yeah.
Like, it was like, because, you know, for one, I'm a loyal dude.
Right.
Like, so, you know, and you start thinking about like, man, put so much into this.
Yeah.
But it's like, bro, every great man that I've ever, like, you know what I'm saying, looked up to or got any type of good information on has always made the best decisions for him and his, period. And that's, like, I feel like this is the best situation for me and my family. Like, it's not, I don't have no kids or nothing like that, but it's like, bro, for me, my mom, like, my parents are at the age, like, where I want to be flying them out and putting them in hotels, and I want to have accessibility to stuff like that.
Right.
As far as like, I want my mom to eat at five-star dinners and da 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 on the strength of who I am.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, and that's where that's what this is all for. Yeah. As far as in general, for moms, pops, family, to just shoot the arrow a little bit further.
Yeah.
Like, cause it's like, bro, you already know, Youngstown ain't, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's like to even have to have an imagination to want to get outside of the box to even envision this for myself mm-hmm. is, woo. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? And then watch it to come into formation and be like, damn, I'm really the architect of my own reality.
Yeah.
Like, damn, really? Like, I just, like, really built all this from the ground up, and really? Now I'm looking at it.
Really?
Like, that's a dope, that's a different type of feeling. Like, you know? Like, straight up.
Man,
like,
you're inspiring me right now, man.
Bro, to, like, honest to God, though, to, like, really, like, you know what I'm saying, build something like, that's why, like, I feel like Jesus, not to get back into that, was the dopest thing, because it was like, he was a craftsman. He was building stuff. He was, okay, this worked.
Mm-hmm.
All right, next.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Next mission, next mission. And that's where it's at, bro. Yeah. Like, you build a sturdy foundation so that way if your shit ever fall, you can build back up.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Right. You know what's what. You know as far as what to build from, what was off when you first did it. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's why, like, bumping your head ain't never bad. Bump your head, I'm not saying all the time, especially if you figure it out, but bump your head to get some experience.
Mm-hmm.
Bump your head so that way you know not to go down there no more. Bump your head so that way you know, like, okay, so if you go into a meeting, you know what I'm saying, and you don't know what 401k is, they don't have to give it to you then.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I'm saying? And that's just off a lack of knowledge. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, to go in and be like, hey, man, I need this. I need this. I need that. If you don't ask, they're like, hey, man, he didn't ask for any of that.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? So we're kind of good. Like, you know? But if you ask for these things, you set tone to your value.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, set tone to your value, who you are, what's what. Confidence in it, like be walking it, like you know, plant the seed.
You're taking risks, man. You're taking risks. You're taking leaps of faith, and you're in your process. And you're see the way I look at life sometimes is it's like a river, right?
Right.
So like you know, when you start, you have an idea. You're like walking alongside on the bank of the river, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you just jump in that river. And the river is the process. You jump in that process, you're going to bump into some rocks. You might drown a couple times. But if you don't jump in that river, jump in your process, you stay on the side, you're going to just keep walking. You're going to be get left behind. You didn't take no risk, man. You jumped in that motherfucking process, dog.
Bro.
And it's so inspiring, bro. It really is, bro. Like, to think about, because I like I told you before, bro, I was, you know, I was fucking, I saw
That's
you.
That's crazy.
I,
you didn't see the whole
I saw
process,
you at town,
bro.
Yeah, and then you know, Party's one of my good friends too. So,
bruh.
So yeah, so he used
That's
to
the homie, homie.
Yeah, so he's up there at town
bro,
with you too.
Sad
so.
To say it, me and Party were in jail together. That's my homie.
Like, oh yeah, y'all homies saying, on
listen,
a different
listen,
level.
We homies on a different level. I went to jail on a traffic ticket.
Yeah.
It was nothing else. I had a warrant, but the fact is, he was in there and he was holding it down. He was like, "Let me see your paperwork." Yeah. I'm like, "I'm in here for a traffic ticket."
yeah. So you know, like you know, I've definitely been in a lot of us in Vegas. You know, in the industry have been a part of your process, bro.
Right.
And you know, it's inspiring. And now that you're on, you know, you keep taking it to the next level. It's like inspiring all of us to take it to the next level.
Bro, you have to. Like, man, you got to bet on yourself. Like, period. Like, the betting on yourself thing, bro, like, honest to God, come from, like, my mom, bro. Mm-hmm. My mom used to, like, do some stuff, like, it, just far as, like, how she was moving.
Mm-hmm.
And just, like, I used to be like, man, she really working this room right now. Like, you know what I'm saying? As far as, like, just meeting people, networking, and shaking hands, kissing babies, and everybody's happy. And when she lead a party, everybody be like, man, that was a breath of fresh air.
Yeah.
And that's what, like, bro, as long as you get, like, I have no, what is it, ill will or ill intent in my heart for anyone. Like, period. Unless you do something like my mom or my dad or like my family or something like that. Have no ill will. I don't wake up like, man, let me plot on these fools.
Right.
It's never that. I wake up happy. I wake up nonchalant. I wake up like, man, you know what? Let's get to it.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, just keep that peace in your heart.
Yeah.
Cause whatever it is, like, you know what I'm saying? Focusing on somebody else is what you don't got, or focusing on, like, bruh, it just don't get you nowhere.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? The moment you take that first step for you, like, for honestly you, like, you know what I'm saying? For, like, a genuine step for, you know what I'm saying? Your name. That's the difference.
Yeah. Yeah, that seems to be the common ingredient with people that find success is being positive. It sounds cliche, but it's not.
It's simple.
It's so simple.
Plus two make four.
It's so simple. Yeah, but you know, people get into the competition and comparing themselves to other people and where they're at. And I get it. I mean, I've been there before too. But you know, you got to let go of it and just, like I said, just jump in your process, man. Jump in that process.
Period. Jump in your process. Leave your past where it's at.
Mm-hmm.
Period. Point blank. I ain't saying, like, you know, certain people you can't help out no more and stuff like that. But just like, you know what I'm saying, leave your past where it's at, man. Like, don't go looking back like, man, well, you know, they ain't do that back in the day, so I couldn't do that furthermore. Yeah. It doesn't let, man, it don't matter. It don't matter. Yeah. It's a new day. God made tomorrow for a reason.
Yeah, for real. It's always a good time to reinvent, man, too. It's always a good time to reinvent, man. You don't got to be one person your whole life.
Bruh, that's what I'm in, basically what we in right now, bro. That transition.
Yeah.
That transition of, man, this is nuts.
Yeah. Like, what you mean? What you got, like, what you got coming up?
Just like, man, as far as like the plans that I got for the company, like as far as with like Resort World and like, you know what I'm saying, for that whole Zort group, like that's definitely like I'm trying to take
Listen.
That's the part we're gonna have to take out of there.
Yeah, we're gonna have to bleep that out.
We're gonna have to bleep that. Like,
hey, man, we don't should have chose a better name.
Man, but what was I about to say?
Yeah, your plans.
Oh, plans, man. Just like as far as like for what I got for them next, man, just bringing my energy in there, bro. Because honestly, like, just how I made it at Dre's, as far as like, you know, you look at Dre's, you think of Aaron. That's how I'm trying to have that whole situation over there. Like, I don't want you to think about nobody else when you go over there.
Right,
I want you to be like, man, I'm trying to have dinner with Aaron. Then we're going to go to the club. Then he's going to give me some girls. Take a few shots. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a situation. Like, every time. Like, and it's like, if you've kicked it with me, you know it's non-ending. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. This is like, what we doing? Like,
you
like,
ready.
You're like, look, bro, I'm going home. I'll be like, all right, I'll see you in the AM.
Hey, man, so you living your life, man. How do you deal with all the, you must have insane amounts of poo nanny just getting thrown your way, man. You must just have pussy just falling out of your pockets, man.
Man, it's like, bro, honest to God, like, bro, these Vegas girls, and you already know, us being from Ohio, like, bro, like,
it's a little different scenery out here, man.
It depends on, like, where I'm moral at that day. You know what I'm saying?
My moral
I'm trying to be a dirtbag, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, this is a dirtbag hour. Oh, no. Like, nah, but honest to God, like, man, like, if I could find a solid chick out here, bro, like,
Good luck.
This place is hell. Like Jezebels, man. Hey, but Vegas, I ain't mad at them, though. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Get out how you live, get your coin.
You know what I'm saying? Vegas is good for that. It's good,
man,
for that.
Listen, you get your money, baby. That's like, that's all I'm gonna say to that. Get your money. But hey, man, you ain't about to get nothing up out of me, cause Trick love the kids, but I don't love you. For real.
It must be so crazy, bro.
Bro, it's a lot. Yeah. Like, as far as like just what girls is willing to do. Like, you know what I'm saying? You be like,
just to be associated with you,
bro, in general. And it's like, not only that, like, we're on game. We're on game. Like, y'all not sneaky. Like, oh, hi, no, I'm on game.
Yeah, we might be done, but we're not stupid.
I'm on game. Like, so the whole time you think that you on game with me, I'm on game with you.
Yeah. Like, Damn. Yeah, Vegas is such a crazy place, man. You got to really have tough skin. That's why I think, big reason why I think that you've been able to have so much success, because that I think Ohio just thickened
breed,
up your skin, man. You
it
know,
just
it's
breed,
like,
bro. It breeds some monsters out of there, man. For real.
It's a different life, and people don't know it's a harder life. Just the weather, it's colder. You got to deal with the elements. People just, there's not, you don't have like the fame factor. You don't have like clout like that out there. It's not, it's
not
like,
not at all.
It's gritty. It's
like,
gritty.
Bro, it's like the more like, if I, like, I got homies I know wear the same clothes like for 3 days
don't
straight because they
up.
Grinding.
Yeah.
Like, they just working. And you be like, bruh, switch that shirt. You be like, man, I ain't even know. Like, you like, bruh, like, hey, my G, like, you still like, bruh.
Yeah.
But I get it, though. It's just that grind.
Yeah, like, out here, it's like, you motherfuckers don't want to be seen
sun out
wearing
every
the same
day, bro.
Shit twice. Yeah.
Sun out. But I'm going to tell you the biggest difference between this city as far as when I go home and I come here. Biggest difference is the clouds. Like, when you be back that way, bro, it's like major clouds. They're like, almost like Simpson the sky, like, you know what I'm saying, like blot out the sun. And then you come out here and it's not a cloud in the sky and the sun out every day.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh no, let's get it. Like, bro, I had like back home I'd be like, man, I'm tired.
Yeah,
like, you know, like here I'm like, nah, it's sun out, nigga, we on, like, what we got to do?
Yeah, for
like,
real. that sun will do it for you.
Exactly.
Oh man, so what's coming up with? Are you going on back on tour with Esco?
Yeah, me and Esco been doing a little pop up dates. We just did what was it? The Midwest circuit. We just did Cincinnati, Louisville, Kentucky. Them boys wild out there. Indiana, and then we did Detroit. Louisville, Kentucky. Shout out to ESTG. That boy, he got his city on smash.
Oh, word. Yeah,
he got his city. Like, bro, he got his city. Like, and not only that, like, I'm messing with his, like, you know what I'm saying? He got that verbiage. Mm. Like, I'm like, oh, okay, this guy talking like he really from the Midwest. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, slick South. Like, he get it.
Yeah. Like, he's coming up right now for sure. So, how did that relationship come about? And how did that bond become so strong between you and Esco?
Man, honest to God, he came in the Dre's. He had a show with Metro and I think OT Genesis that came on stage when he won time. And he was DJing. He actually had a stage or nothing like that. But they was coming out kind of like leaving behind the stage doing his thing. Mm-hmm. So out of nowhere, the owners are there. They're like, this can be a show. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, it could be. Mind you, I'm just getting hired on. Mm-hmm. So they like, we gonna do something crazy for you. I got something wild for you. We not gonna tell you what it is. I'm like, what is it? They're like, we'll tell you what it is. They built me this mascot head. Dre's does. So they built the exact same big like NCAA mascot football head of DJ Esco.
Oh.
Don't even tell him that they're doing it.
Oh.
And then they just send me on stage with them one day.
Whoa.
Yep. And then I take off the head, and we've been friends ever since.
Whoa. that was a plot by Dre.
That was a plot by Dre's, but I'm going to give it to him, B.A.
Damn.
Brian Afani definally was coming
He birthed
the DJ Esco head. DJ Esco was, the Esco head was birthed by Brian Afani. You got to give him kudos.
Wow. I would have never guessed that. I would have for sure thought that was Esco's thing.
Bro, listen, he came out, gave it to me, boom. I'm like, what? I'm like, hold on. I'm like, what is this? He's like, this is the Esco head.
Whoa.
So then Esco City, like, nah, this mine now. He's like, and I'm building me one.
Oh.
So he builds his own.
Yeah.
And then we go on tour. Yeah. We do the whole, what is it? Nobody Safe Tour. Mm-hmm. Tory Lanez, Migos. Mm-hmm. Who else was on that? Tory Lanez, Migos. I want to say Future. And who else was on that? There was one more. Zoe Dallas.
Mm.
Zoe Dallas out of Miami.
Mm-hmm.
But he was on that tour with us. That was actually pretty dope. That was like my first major tour, like right after summer 16.
Yeah, that's something I've always wanted to do because I was in artist management for a little bit, you know, doing some local acts. And we went out of town and, you know, we did some things and it was just so fun. But one thing I've always wanted to do was live a tour, go on a tour.
Bro, it's not like it, bro.
Yeah.
Like, swear to God, like you literally wake up. So you end the show. Y'all leave there, and if y'all don't have, like, an after party or something in that city, y'all literally to the next spot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Then y'all to the next spot.
Mm-hmm.
And we hit, like, 35 cities in, like, 2 months.
Yeah.
Like, so, like, bro, I'm talking about, like...
Damn. Did you go overseas?
Nah, man, that's the only thing I didn't get to do. Because, you know, Esco ain't messing with the overseas, man.
Oh,
56 nights.
God damn. That whole experience was...
Bruh. Word to him. Like, man,
what a story that is.
Bro, he still got people to hit him up about that. Mm-hmm. Like, as far as, like, what you call it, over in Dubai. Mm-hmm. Like, they still hit him like, Ashallah, my brother. Like, you know what I'm saying? Hit him like, bro, I hope you all right.
Yeah.
Like, really get to him. I'd be like... That's hard, bro. Like, he really, like, made an impression with them over there. And he was in there with, like, some real killers. Like,
I would never want to go to jail out of the country.
Peep game on this. He goes to jail. You know what I'm saying? They put him in there. You know what I'm saying? So they basically put him in there with everybody's bags at the end. Like, so he catching Future bags, everybody bags. You know what I'm saying? And, you don't know what they just got in there. We just came from Europe.
Yeah.
So... he caught everybody's bags. Like, you know what I'm saying? He's the DJ. So he like, they like, you want to take for all this shit that's in these bags? He like, I kind of got to, So sit over there. Put him in jail. First, like, 2 weeks, bro, like, he's not in contact with anybody. Juan come and see him. They like, you good? He like, yeah. They like, is they beating you? He like, nah. They like, all right, cool. He like, whoa. No, they be like, they beat me.
They trying to kill me.
Right, exactly. So, like, he's just trying to get before a judge at this point.
Mm.
Every time he go, like, you know what I'm saying, to get before a judge, they send him straight back in.
Mm.
Like, yeah, literally, like, every time he get to go, like, get a trial date, they're not giving him a trial date. So he's just sitting in there like, bruh, who's coming to get me?
Yeah.
So now it's like, you know what I'm saying? You talking to some of the other people in there and they're like, yeah, man, I ain't had a trial day since a year and a half ago.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? 8 months, 2 years I've been here. Like, no, you haven't seen a judge?
Yeah.
And mind you, Ramadan just hit.
Mm.
So everybody is on chill for a whole, like, it's over.
Yeah.
Like, bro, like, so he like, so... Ramadan. It's a holiday. It's Ramadan. I can't get out. It's like just on top and layers of him not getting out. Yeah. Finally, they get down to him, end up getting him out of jail. Mm-hmm. And the whole time he was in jail, he had the hard drives of Future, 56 Nights. Right. They come out. They put out that whole mixtape. Yeah. That's how March Madness and all that is birthed.
What a fucking story. Bruh. It's so crazy. That is so wild, bro. That's so wild. And now, so he doesn't want to go back overseas at all?
Nah. It's over with.
Yo, I'm sure they got them bags.
Bro, they got a stew, bro. They could have a Billy over there for my man. He probably be like,
even in London or something?
Bro, he got his bag is named Brinkston. Because it's based in London.
Yeah.
And he's still not going back. Like, it's like that. Yeah. It'll probably take, I ain't saying never, but like, it's going to be a minute. Like, because you
gotta make sure everything is tip top.
Exactly.
I feel it.
You know what I'm saying? That's and I would, bro, getting over there and trying to get back home, I definitely feel him.
Yeah.
Like, just that anxiety of like, I want to go home.
Yeah. For real. Damn, man. That's so crazy. So you got shows coming up.
Yeah, actually, I'm leaving 6 a.m. tonight. I'm going to Charlotte, doing a little Charlotte, a show in Charlotte tomorrow with Skull.
Dope. So what was I going to ask you? How does that work with the club and tour?
Like
the tours probably have to come first, right?
Man, when I was actually so when I was doing it with Dre's, right now it's kind of cool, like, you know, because I'm not really with anybody right now. As far as I'm with Resort World, but my start date's not till, what is it, like May 24th.
Okay.
So with that being said, like, I will be at Dre's. I would do Thursdays with DJ Esco.
Mm-hmm.
I would do maybe a Friday, like as far as for Dre's by myself, and then I would be out back on tour Saturday, Sunday, Monday. And then we straight back to it. Like, you know what I'm saying? And then, but mostly, some of them Fridays, I wouldn't even be there.
Right.
Like, it would be more or less I was on tour. And then the whole tour came around, we ended in Vegas, T-Mobile Arena.
Oh, okay.
So.
Okay. Whoa, that's epic. T-Mobile Arena.
Bro,
huh?
We did the whole 37-city tour and ended at T-Mobile. I'm like, this year can't get no more crazy.
Yeah,
three favorite shows, Barclay, T-Mobile, in Ohio, because I did it in front of my mom.
Yeah.
My mom, my dad.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Yeah. So they were there?
Bro.
Listen. Oh, I just got chills, man.
Look, I'm flying in. I get late into Cleveland. My homegirl come pick me up, like, yo, son. I'm like, yo, come pick me up from the airport because I can't I don't have nobody else to come get me, and the taxi can't get me there in time. You got to speed through. Mm-hmm. She like, all right, bet. She come get me, boom, we speeding through. I'm showing my pass to people. I got people following me literally to get into the front of the shit because there's so much traffic.
Yeah.
So we're going around, finally get there. I'm kind of late. We about to walk on stage. I'm like, yo, I can't get in touch with my mom. All of the cell phone towers are like fucked because there's so many people here.
Right.
So, dude, my mom, like I said, finesse her at a year. Mm-hmm. She's the truth.
Yeah.
She see this dude to end up being Future's best friend.
Oh.
Bubba. So she walk up to Bubba like, you work with Future and them? And she was like, he was like, what's going on? She's like, my son, I can't get in touch with him. Ain't none of the phones out here working. And I know he probably just back there busy or whatever the case might be, but I just need to get somewhere so I can see him in this show.
Mm-hmm.
He say, who your son? He's like, the mascot with Esco. He said, that's your son? He said, come on. You take them, put them in the production booth. I get there. I'm terribly sad, bro. Uh-huh. Like, I just want to do this. I just want to fucking show. Where's
moment.
My mom, bro? Like, my
moment.
Mom and my dad are out here. What am I going to do?
Yeah.
Bro, Bubba come up to me, and then he's like, yo, bro, I got your mom in the production booth. I'm like, what? So the whole show, I know she's good. I know my dad's, I know my pops is straight. Like, it was like literally the most epic show ever. And then I got to like talk to him after the fact. So they was just like,
oh man,
everybody came here for you? I'm like, no, everybody didn't come here for me, but kind of,
Wow, I just got chills, man. What a beautiful moment, man. What a beautiful moment.
Three shows of all time, bro.
What a beautiful moment. And then to end in Vegas. What's the, like, how you stay humble out here, man?
Bro, listen, bro. Like, man, honest to God, being from Ohio, me and my mom was just having that conversation. She was like, man, for you to stay humble, like, I swear, like, I don't know. I'm like, I don't know, man.
Yeah, is it kind of just regular to you now?
It's It's not even that it's regular. It's just like, bro, like.
Are you just focused on the work?
I'm not trying to be that dude. I've met those dudes before.
Yeah. You don't want to be a douchebag.
Yeah, bro. You meet that guy and he's just like, yeah, what's going on?
That's how opportunities like, disappear.
You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, man. Yeah. I'm just like, bro, you ain't got to be dry with me. I'm trying to give you respect.
Right, right,
like,
right.
You know, and I just never wanted to give that energy to nobody else. Like, yo, man, you be fucking killing. Thanks, bro. I appreciate that, my nigga. Like, you'd be like, I didn't expect that from him. Like,
yeah.
For sure, for sure. Yeah. Like, I just like to get out that same energy that people give me because, like, bro, like, you don't never know what that'll breed.
Right.
Somebody come back to you later and be like, bro, I seen what you did and now I'm here. I'll be like, what?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. It's inspiring, man. The energy is everything. Nobody wants to work with an asshole. Nobody wants to work with a fucking asshole,
bro,
man.
Ever. Like, ever. Just that one dude that's always trying to make the most negative situation out of everything. Like, no, man, don't fuck with that.
Yeah. Always hating. They just got it in their blood, man. I don't know. But that's why them motherfuckers end up nowhere.
Bro. Fast. Listen, straight up, though.
Fast.
Like, big nowhere, bro. I've seen a thousand people get ate up by Vegas.
Yeah.
Like, ate up, completely ate up, gambling money, bulls, girls, all of it. Trying to keep up with the Joneses, man. Hey, listen, if you ain't got it, stop spending it, man. Yeah. Save your coins, man.
For real.
Because these cats out here, bro, like, they, like, listen, don't buy Off-White for me because I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Don't buy Off-White for the buy Off-White because you like it.
Exactly.
Off-White because you like it just as much as you like Vans. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's your brand. Yeah. Like, whatever the case might be. Whatever it is that you wearing, wear it because that's your shit. Yeah. Don't wear it because you trying to stunt on the next motherfucker or trying to keep up or just buy an outfit for the night. Like, hey, bro. It's okay, man. Re-up. Mm-hmm. Wear that thing one more game.
It's okay, man.
Post
it twice.
Just
to let motherfuckers know you don't care.
Bro, listen. You know come on, bro. Like,
hey, because I'm glad you said that, man, because I always tell everybody, man, I learned this a couple years ago, and it really set me free a lot. Like, it's not about the shirt on the man. It's about the man in the shirt, man. Or the man in the shoes.
Come on, man.
Bro, it doesn't matter what you wear. You could be lame as fuck and annoying as fuck, and everybody hates you, and you might have Gucci this, Louis that, down to your toes, but nobody want to fuck with you.
It's not even that. You could have a whole Gucci fit on, and it still look trash.
Yeah, true.
I understand that. Like, bro, listen, like, man, just find something that's for you.
Yeah.
For sure. And make that shit you, man, because that's your superpower.
Yeah.
You, like, bro, that's your superpower. You put your shit on, you know what I'm saying? Put your personality on and you go out and be you, bro. Somebody try to mimic you, you gonna see it. Like, damn, that dude trying to be like me because it's your shit.
Exactly.
It's your superpower.
Exactly. And the highest form of flattery is imitation.
Come on.
So that's when you know you're doing
Come on, bro. You're
and
doing
I,
it right.
I know you got some clones out here.
Bro, more people want to grow their hair. I done seen more baby dreads out here. I'm like, man, be happy to be nappy. Go ahead and grow that thing, man.
Yeah, for sure. All right, man. Let's wrap this up, man. This was so fucking good, man. Aaron. Resorts World, Club Zook, Zerk, Club Z.
Man, come through the spot, man. We about to fuck it up over there, man.
Dre's, we still love you. Still love you.
I love y'all to death, man. Appreciate y'all, man. Listen, but if y'all want to come over there and get type or something like that, I got y'all.
Yeah, for real. I'm sure they all love you. They're all going to come see
you. Bro, listen, it's all love over there, bro. Good love for the foundation, love for the opportunity, man. But it's like, you know, like, man, like... One of them dudes had to take an opportunity to get the Dre's.
Exactly.
So I got to take the opportunity.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You got to do what's best for you.
Exactly.
Man, well, thank you coming through, man. You're an inspiration, for real. I'm so glad to have you up here, man. Like, I'm fired up right now. Fired up. I want to go go work out or something right
man,
now,
let's go
man.
Move a mountain real quick, man.
Yeah, man, my door's always open, so whenever you want to come back, holler at me.
Oh, man, listen, you already know I'm coming.
Much love.
Much love.
Peace.
It's the East Square Podcast. Bitch.